wanted to try and discuss today what are the permitted and preferred ways of heating up food a Shabbos morning. We're going to touch on many of the issues that we've discussed throughout this limud. The first condition that a person has to satisfy in order to heat up food Shabbos morning is that the food, of course, has to be mavushal kol tzarka, and that's mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch. And that is because we paskin, Shulchan Aruch is machmir, like the opinion of the Rambam, that even if an item has been cooked kamaichal ben derusoi, one cannot cook it further to be mavushal kol tzarka, as opposed to the opinion of the Rashba. So since we're machmir like the Rambam, certainly in order for something, in order to be heated up Shabbos morning, it would have to have been first mevushal kol tzarka to avoid the malacha midayraisa of bishul b'Shabbos. This might or might not be related to the second condition of which is necessary in order to heat up food Shabbos morning, and that is that the food not be nitzanin legamrei. That's what the Rama mentions in Simei Reish and Gimel. In order to return food to the flame, it has to be loy nitzanin legamrei. However, the Vilna Gaon claims that that is only referring to liquid items. And that is because the Rama is concerned with yesh bishol acha bishol b'davalach. If a liquid item has cooled down to either room temperature or it's below the heat that it could be served as legitimately as hot food, we have to be concerned with reheating the liquid that you'll be in violation of the malacha again of bishol b'Shabbos. So therefore, the Rama requires that the food not be nitzdan in legamre in order to avoid the iser of bishol, what's sometimes referred to as odenu cham. We mentioned yesterday that the Magen Avraham had a different interpretation of this requirement of the Rama, that it has nothing to do with the malach of bishol. It applies both to liquid items as well as solid items, and that this is required in order to retain a connection with the initial shahia, that it should be returning and not putting, which is mutter if it's a covered flame, and not putting for the first time. Nesina mechadash, which would be yasser even if it's a covered flame. So in order to retain its connection with the initial shahia and be considered returning, it still has to be at least hot, somewhat hot, either hot enough that could be served as hot food or above room temperature. However, if we pass like the Magen Avraham, that would seriously curtail our ability to heat up food Shabbos morning. But most Achrayim conclude, like the Vilna Gaon, that this is not in order to retain its connection with the initial Shehiyah. It's only in order to avoid the Malacha Midaraisa of Bishol as it relates to liquid items. And therefore, in order to heat up a liquid item again on Shabbos, of course, it would still have to be warm. Once it cools down, it's Nestani Legamre, there'd be no possibility of reheating liquid food Shabbos morning. Okay, so the first two requirements that are necessary, or stipulation conditions that are necessary in order to heat up food on Shabbos, are related really to the malach of bishul, have nothing really to do with hachazara per se. It has to be mavushal kol tzarka, that's solids, and liquids have to be loy nitzdanin legamre. The third condition that's necessary in order to heat up food Shabbos morning is the fact that the flame has to be a covered flame, grufo ktuma. If it's not grufo ktuma, so then even if you are returning, it would still be usher. Hachazara is only permitted if it's a covered flame. And we explained that could be for one of two reasons. Either because even when you walk around holding the item, even if you are just returning it, it was there, and now you pick it up and you're walking around serving and now you want to put it back, the item certainly cools down in the interim. And Rabbeinu Tam was afraid, Shema yechata bikachom, you might stoke the coals in order to heat up the item faster and so you should be able to serve it again. And the Ran suggested that the reason why, a different perspective, that the reason why the concern is, with returning is that it looks like you're cooking. So, but if it's a covered flame, so either it doesn't look like you're cooking, or that will serve as a reminder to you not to stoke the coals to reheat the food faster. Okay, so it has to be a covered flame. Could either be in order to remove the fear of Shemi Echata B'Gechalim, or minimize the fear of Shemi Echata B'Gechalim, or in order to make it not appear, to remove the concern of Mechzi Kimavasho. And we, if you remember, trying to figure out, do we pass like Rabbeinu Tam, do we pass like the Ran? So we quoted the analysis of the Or Sameach, who suggested that perhaps this is a running machlekes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. And it touches on many issues that come up l'maisa, one of them being hachazar me'ar of Shabbos. Can one return an item to the flame or put an item on a flame so close to Shabbos that if it would have been cold, it wouldn't have had time to heat up before Shabbos? According to the Ran, that's permitted. Because Mexican, the only reason you're not allowed to return items to a flame on Shabbos or heat up cooked foods on Shabbos is because of Mexican Mavasha. Here it's Friday, you could cook mamish. So of course, it could be allowed to put on food right before Shabbos, even if it would have been cold, it wouldn't have been a time to eat up. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the fear is Shamei Chata B'Gecholim. So as long as you put the food up, even though it's fully cooked, you put it up so close to Shabbos, it wouldn't have a time to heat up. Come Shabbos, I might come to stoke the coals. So even though when I put it on, what I did was permitted, and now I'm creating an Isser, as the Chazon Ish called it, an Isser Matzav, and this is because of the situation that I could have potentially cold food on top of an uncovered flame, and I might come to be tempted to stoke the coals to make it hot faster. So therefore, one would only be permitted, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if it's a covered flame. And we mentioned that this is both opinions are quoted by the Rambam, and the Rambam concludes V'toiv LaHachmer, which would seem to indicate that perhaps we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Another issue which was related to this was Pina Mimechem Lamechem, which is an open question that's left by the Gemara. If one moves, can one return from one heating element to another heating element to pick up a pot off one fire and put it back on another fire, even if they're both covered flames? So Gemara leaves that off as a suffix. Is that considered to be hachazara, putting for the first time? And some Rishonim concluded that we should say lechumra, because mechzi kimavashal is treated like an isa deraisa, since it's derived from the isa deraisa, even though it's fully cooked food, it's only mechzi kimavashal min derabanan, but we should treat it like the isa deraisa that it's derived from. We should say safik deraisa lechumra. That seems like the opinion of the Ran, or perhaps we would assume though, like Rabbeinu Tam, we say that the whole reason it needs to be a covered flame is because of gzeir shami achat b'gachalim. So when we have a suffik ledina, we would say suffik derabanan lekula. And again, over here, we're mekel, that by pinum imechem lemechem, that's allowed. You're allowed to take water out of the Shabbos and add it to your cholent, even though you're moving it from one heating element to another heating element, which would also seem to indicate that we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore we say safik derabanan lekula. The final issue that Dor Sameach related to this fundamental machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran as to why it is that the flame has to be covered, and hachazara is prohibited unless it's a covered flame, is with regards to smicha, putting it next to the flame, not on top of the flame. According to the Ran, there still might be a fear of merci kimavashel by smicha. So smicha could be allowed by shahia. You could leave uncooked food next to the flame going into Shabbos, so you cannot return food to next to the flame on Shabbos. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the fear of Shemi Echad B'Gachal, and perhaps that only exists if you actually put it back on top of the flame, not if you put it back next to the flame. And if you remember the Mishnah Berurah quoted, that was in Machlokes in Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Dagum Ravava. Some sided with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, many sided with the Dagum Ravava. So again, that seems to perhaps indicate that if we're going to side with the Dagum Ravava, that one is allowed to put fully cooked items next to the flame. On Shabbos, Micha is permitted when it comes to Achazara, that Achazara is prohibited because of Shemi Echad B'Gachal. Next to the fire, there's no fear. Okay, so they have two perspectives on why it has to be a covered flame, either because of to avoid Shemi Echata B'Gachalim or to avoid a Mechzi Kimavasho. But then there are two other requirements that are necessary in order to heat up food on Shabbos, and that is that it has to have had an initial Shehiyah and has to have been on the fire going into Shabbos, and it still has to be Oida B'Yadoi and Daita L'Hachzir. It has to be still in hand, and you have to have in mind to return it when you took it off. Why do you have to, what is the concern if you don't have these requirements? What's the concern in terms of, why are you prohibited from putting food for the first time on Shabbos? Well, why did the Chazal require it has to be either the other diet al-Hachzir? What's so bad, even if it loses its connection with the initial Shehiyah? Why can't I put for the first time? So again, this was a machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam in the Ran. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the fear is greater, to a greater degree, of Shemi Echad B'Gecholim. And even though normally that can be mitigated with a blech, a covered flame, they'll remind you not to stoke the coals here, since the food is even colder, there's more motivation to stoke the coals. We're afraid you might even pick up the blech and stoke the coals, despite the fact that it's a covered flame. However, according to the Ran, the fear is because a greater fear of Mechzi Kimavasho, taking a pot out of the refrigerator and putting it on top of even a covered flame, looks like you're cooking to a certain degree, and that the blech will not remove that concern, because it's even colder than it was before, and therefore the Ran felt that the requirement for Edebiyo don't die to Lahakser because of Mechzi Kimavasho. Those two requirements, together with the covered blech, are requirements for Achazara. And that's what's... the other ones are because of Bishul concerns. These requirements, that it be a covered flame, that it be either the other, and that the Lahasir, are in order to retain the connection with the initial Shehiyah, and in order to permit returning, even if we had an initial Shehiyah, to permit returning on Shabbos. How do we paskin on this final issue? We said that when it comes to the requirement of having a covered flame of pinning hachazara, it seems to be that we conclude that it's because of Shemi Echata B'Gacham, or arguably, that's how we should conclude. However, what is the reason that we should need Oida B'Yodoi and Daita L'Hachzir? Do we pass in Rabbeinu Tam that that's because of a greater fear of Shem Yechad B'Kachom? Or do we pass in like the Ran because that's because of Mechzikim of Hashem? So we would have intuitively said that we should continue on party lines and assume that this is also because of Shem Yechad B'Kachom. However, there are those who seem to split the psak on this issue. Because the Ramah, when he's discussing smicha, look over here, Oysa Aleph, Mutil Mislech Mal Keder B'chutzalah, but again, the Ramah is unclear if he's talking about Shehiyah, which of course is permitted next to the flame, or he's talking about even Al-Khazar is permitted when it's next to the flame. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the two opinions on this issue. He says, Yesh Aymrim, Loi Sharin and Hachakim, Hasmicha Be'erev Shabbos. That we only allow smicha on Erev Shabbos, Ha'ashay Shamisha Techzach. Shehiyah is permitted. Ha'achse B'Shabbos, Asa Afil B'smicha. To return on Shabbos is also even next to the flame. Because of Mechzi Kimavasho. And who is that? Rabbi Kiva Eger. But then he quotes others who disagree. And who is that? That's the Dagomer Vava. Vakam Achreinim, Chokam Alzeva, Daitim the Chazar B'smicha Mutal Kuliyama. That Chazara, with regards to Smicha, is permitted. Who is that? That's the Dagomer Vava. Then he quotes, Vafilu B'smicha L'chachila B'Shabbos, even to do Smicha L'chachila on Shabbos. That's also allowed. The Dagom Ravava, the meaning, not only can smicha solve the problem of, that it's, even though it's not a covered flame. If it's a covered flame, you can put it on top of, you can return it on top of the fire. We're talking about returning next to an uncovered flame. Rabbeinu Tam allowed that because there's no Shem Yechad B'Gacham unless it's on the flame, not next to the flame. But what about putting for the first time? It's not Oed B'Yodah and Daita L'Hachzir. It had lost its connection with Nishal Shehiyah. It's no different than taking it out of the refrigerator. So can I put for the first time, again, of course, no liquids. Liquids is a problem of Bisho. But assuming it's a solid item, can I take a solid item out of the refrigerator and put it next to the flame on Shabbos? Can I do that? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Vafil b'smicha chachilo b'Shabbos. The Dagom Ravava allowed that. Why? Because the Dagom Ravava presumably would argue that Oida b'yod and Daita l'achzer, also because of Shem Yechad b'Gacholom. There's no Shem Yechad b'Gacholom next to the flame, only on top of the flame. But over here, the Sharatzion quotes, Achein b'chidushi haran machmer bazeh. The Ran is machmer. He draws the line, no, you can return to next to the flame, but you cannot put for the first time next to the flame. Even though the Ran was on the Dagom Ravava's, the Dagom Ravava was on the Ran's team. The Ran, of course, preceded the Dagom Ravava. But if you look back at the Sharatzion, when he quotes the Dagom Ravava as the one who was makel to return to next to the flame, he says, "V'chein kazav k'dushi Ran b'shem Ra'ah." The Ran allowed chazara next to the flame. However, when it comes, this is not the Ran, the same Ran. This is the Chidushi HaRan on Shabbos. Don't ask me, well, the Ran is the one who said Mechzi Kimavasha. How could he hold its mutter to do smicha next to the flame? This is the pseudo Ran on Shabbos, if you know what I'm talking about. The Ran on Shabbos, the Chidushi HaRan on Shabbos is not the same Ran that we're used to in the back of the Gemara. Anyway, so the pseudo Ran says in the name of the Ra'ah that you can put food, you can do smicha by HaChazara. Why? Because the concern of HaChazara, the requirement of Gufa Ktuma, is because of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. You put it next to the flame, we're not concerned. What about putting for the first time next to the flame? I mean, you don't have Oed B'Yod or Daita L'Hachzer, lost its connection with the initial Shia, taking something out of the refrigerator, putting it for the first time next to the flame? No, that the Chidushi HaRan says that you can't do. So over here, it sounds like the Ran is saying the requirement for Oed B'Yod or Daita L'Hachzer, or the problem with putting for the first time, that's because of Mechzikim of Hashol. The Yisrael HaChazara, the requirement for Gufa Ktuma, that it be a covered flame, that's because of Shem Yechad B'Gacholim. However, the problem with putting for the first time is one of Mechzi Kimavasho. And in fact, it could be that the Rush has a similar position, because the Ramah writes in Simmeration Gimel Sif Beis, again, the other litmus test that we had to figure out how do we paskin over here is because of Shem Yechad B'Gacholim and Mechzi Kimavasho, just following along the same analysis of the Or Sameach, is the issue of HaChazara Me'er of Shabbos, putting food on the flame so close to Shabbos it would have been cold, it wouldn't have had time to heat up. So the Ramah quoted both opinions, and the Ramah said, "Haminig lahakel, but toiv lahachmir." Why should you not do this? Because you're going to create a situation on Shabbos where you might come to stoke the coals. If you have cold food, even though it's fully cooked, but cold food on an open flame going into Shabbos, so therefore it has to be covered flame. But what about, do you need also oid abiyodo and daita lahachzir in order to do this? Or is it enough if it's just a covered flame? So Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu rak le'inyan deba'ina grufo k'tuma." Once it's a covered flame, that's okay. You can be makel to put up the food so close to Shabbos, even if it would have been cold, wouldn't have had time to heat up. You don't need oida b'yodo and daita l'hachzir. Why not? It could be even colder than it was before. So perhaps the answer is because those requirements are because of Mechzikim Avashel. Mechzikim Avashel doesn't apply on Erev Shabbos when you could cook mamish. The only fear is because of Shemi Echad B'Gachalim, that's solved by the Gruf Uktuma. The requirement for Eid B'Yodom, that the last is a whole separate concern. That's because of Mechzikim Avashel. This also might be borne out in terms of the way that we paskin. If you remember, we also had a suffix with regards to Eid B'Yodom, that the last is, do you need both or only one? And again, the Rishonim split in terms of, should we say, suffix D'Oraisa L'Chumra, because we're dealing with Mechzikim Avashel, which is derived from the Issa D'Oraisa of Bishol. So we should require both Oida B'Yodah and Daita L'Hachzir, even though two Lashonis in the Gemara, we should be Machmir, because it's treated like Nisa D'Oraisa. Or should we be Meiko and say, look, we're only dealing with an Nisa D'Rabbanan of Hashem Yechata B'Gachalim, so either Oida B'Yodah or Daita L'Hachzir should be enough, either or. And we concluded that L'Chachil, you should have both. The Bi'ar Locha said, maybe it's not the Malkul, but the Yevah, but L'Chachil, you should have both. That seems to imply that when it comes to Oida B'Yodah and Daita L'Hachzir, we say Safik Deiraisa L'Chumra because this is treated like Bishul Deiraisa because those are motivated, or the reason we assume that you require them is because of Mechzikim Avashel. Even though when it came to Pinam Mimechem L'Mechem, to the Hachazar itself, we said Safik Derabbanan L'Kula because that was because of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim. So maybe one can argue, even though we would have intuitively said everything should be consistent, that if the requirement for the Guf Oktuma is Shem Yechad B'Gecholim, Oida B'Yodah Daita L'Hachzir should also be because of Shem Yechad B'Gecholim. If the requirement for Guf Oktuma is because of, to avoid Mechzikim Avashel, Oida B'Yodah Daita L'Hachzir, putting for the first time, should also be a problem with Mechzikim Avashel. Intuitively, that's what we would have said. Perhaps there are indications that we split the psak, that when it comes to the requirement for Guf Oktuma, that's because of Mechzikim Avashel, that's because of Shem Yechad B'Gecholim. But when it comes to the requirement of Oida B'Yodah Daita L'Hachzir, there might be some indications that it's because of Mechzikim Avashel. One could argue, these are all debatable, one could argue with all of these, rayos, one way or the other. You could have said Erev Shabbos is different, the Oida B'Yodah Daita L'Hachzir can't possibly transfer to Erev Shabbos is just kind of a shi. One can argue and din zach with each one of these rayos, but there is room to begin to see that perhaps there is the ability to split the psak. And how one will take sides on this issue will play a big role in determining which methods of heating up food Shabbos morning are permitted, and certainly which are preferable to other possible methods of heating up food Shabbos morning. So just the first option or possibility of heating up food Shabbos morning is asking an achri to do it for you. Yeah. Assuming you're not returning, yeah. If you had the food on Friday, you know, going into Shabbos, and you leave it there, and you know, you're just going to remove it to serve and then put it back, it's always going to be Oida B'Yodah Daita L'Hachzir, so then you know, you wouldn't be involved in this conversation. But we're going to, you know, what we're focused on is a person who wants to take stuff out of the refrigerator, which is the equivalent of Hinicha Gabi Karka. You're not going to have all of the requirements that you need in order to heat up food Shabbos morning in the ideal sense. So are there any other ways of going about taking food out of the refrigerator and heating it up Shabbos morning? That's, you know, obviously only solid foods, not liquid foods. So the first possibility of doing this is asking an achri to do it. That's mentioned over here by the Ramah, but the Ramah says that one cannot do that. Anything you're not allowed to do when it comes to cooking on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask an achri to do it either. You cannot ask an achri to heat up the food for you if it's become cold. You can't ask him to do hachazar for you or nesina mechadash, putting for the first time. The Bir Halacha, though, quotes from the Prima Gadim, who asks, why not? What is the Isser of putting a food up Shabbos morning if it's fully cooked? Is not because of Bishul Deiraisa. It's a fully cooked item when we're talking about solids, not liquids, where there's a fear of Yesh Bishul HaChabishul B'davalach. Solids. Take a potato kugel out and put it on top of the flame Shabbos morning. What's the problem? Problem is Nisa Midrabbanan. About Chazara. So let me ask the Nachri to do it. Asking a Nachri to do a malacha for you on Shabbos is also only Yasim Midrabbanan. I might come to do it myself. And that will be a Shvus to Shvus. It will be a double the Rabbanan. I'm asking the Nachri to do it. And what he's doing in the end of the day is only Nisim Midrabbanan anyway. So Shvus to Shvus, the Shulchan Aruch has a general rule. It's Mutter B'Makai Mitzvah. That's allowed when it comes to performance of a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah over here? Einik Shabbos. I should have Gishmak potato kugel on Shabbos. So the Prima Gadim says it's a good cheshbon. Why shouldn't this be allowed? And that's what the Prima Gadim argues. The Kevin, the Kaimon, the Shvus, the Tzera Shabbos, Sharil Chachila, over Dava Yavesh, we're talking about a solid food item, Ein Barak Shvus. There's no fear of Yesh Bisha Chabisha Vadava Lach, the Chazar Efshad Amekel Bazali, the Yehudi Ein Goyarim Boy. We shouldn't protest against those who ask a Nachri to do it for you. However, the Ramah did not accept this. You know, his reticence on the issue and the fact that he said whatever you can't do, you can't ask the Nachri to do it, seems to imply that, of course, he cannot ask the Nachri to do this. So perhaps the Prima Gadim allowed this because the Prima Gadim assumes that the Isser of returning food, or putting for the first time food on the flame Shabbos morning, even if it's a covered flame, but you're lacking either the other one, Daita Lahachzir, perhaps those are motivated or because of a fear of Maxikim of Ashel. It looks like you're cooking. So that's only Asamid Rabbanim. You're talking about a fully cooked item. Bishul Deiraisa, you're not going to have, but it'll be with Masikim of Ashel. Okay, so it's Asamid Rabbanim. No, you have an Amir al-Nachri, also is Asamid Rabbanim. Shushvus to Shushvus is Mutum Makai Mitzvah. However, perhaps the Ramah rejected that argument because the Ramah assumes that the reason why you require Oida B'Yodon and Daita Lahax is because of Shemi Yechat B'Gechalim. So since it's because you might come to stoke the coals, it doesn't matter who put it on top of the flame. Once it's on top of a flame, I might come to stoke the coals if it's very cold. And even though it's a covered flame, that only mitigates small concerns of Shemi Echad B'Chom. But when there's a serious concern of Shemi Echad B'Chom, it's very cold. Even though the Nachri is going to put it there, this Isser is created by the situation itself. I might come to stoke the coals. And that's the argument that the Chazon Ish makes. Similar to Zayin Ois Chafal, over here Ois Dalev, V'nir Adas Ramal Leser, Kanamil Nachri, V'loi Domi L'Shvus D'Shvus B'Mokai Mitzvah. It's not the same as the double Darabon, which can be permitted B'Mokai Mitzvah. The Eina Isser Nesino Metzias Matzavzer. The problem over here is the situation, Azur Chachamim. Shesharash Hashemi Yechadim HaKol B'Chlal HaGzerah. This is all included in that Gzerah. Yeah.
Based on what we were saying before, couldn't you argue the opposite? That if it's Merci Kimbashal, then you're not going to treat it like a Shvus?
You could say that, and I think that's why the Prima Gadim says only we shouldn't protest, but we shouldn't allow this L'chachilah. Meaning, I don't think the Prima Gadim is like running to allow this. A, because Shvus to Shvus Makom Mitzvah is a contingency, not a game plan L'chachilah. We don't run life based on Shvus to Shvus Makom Mitzvah. That's if you get stuck. But I think even more than that, I think there's room to argue it shouldn't be mutter according to anybody. But if the Prima Gadim says, you know, there is a cheshbon to be made, and there's an argument to be made, at least if you hold it because of Mechsikim of Asher. If you hold it because of Shem Yechad B'Kachalim, so then the argument doesn't seem to hold water at all. And that's how Rabbi Shechter Paskins, he quotes this in the Eretz HaTzvi, it feels like the Chazon Ish, that all of the requirement for Grufa Ketuma, Ayidu B'Yadu, and Daita L'Hachzir, are all motivated because of Shemi Yechata B'Gechalim, and therefore even if it's a covered flame, you can't ask a Nachri to put it back on top of the covered flame for you on Shabbos, because the Isser is created by the situation that you might come to stoke the cold, even though it's a covered flame, since it's very cold, you might be motivated to even lift up the cover and stoke the coals. However, Rabbi Willig feels that we should split the psak, like we should quote in the name of the Ran, the pseudo-Ran, and the Rush, and those indications that we had that perhaps even though Guf Ketumah is motivated because of Shemi Yechata B'Gechalim, it sounds like we're passing a Kabbalah time on that issue, when it comes to Oida B'Yodah and Daita L'Hachzir, there are enough indications that's because of Mechzikim of Ashel. To indicate that we paskin that it's not because of Shemi Echad B'Gecholim but because of Mechzikim of Ashel. Therefore, we will suggest in the Mordechai that even though you can't ask a Nachri to return food to an uncovered flame for you or to put food for the first time on an uncovered flame on Shabbos morning, if it's a covered flame, the covered flame removes the fear of Shemi Echad B'Gecholim. And the requirement of Eidah B'Yodah and Daita L'Hachzir is not because of there's a greater concern of Shemi Yechad B'Chalim, you might pick up the blech and stoke the coals. That's because of Mechzikim of Ashel. It looks like you're cooking. And even though a blech can solve some of the problems of Mechzikim of Ashel, to take food out of the refrigerator and put it on top of even a blech looks like you're cooking. That's not solved by the blech. That's why you require Eidah B'Yodah and Daita L'Hachzir. But if I ask the Nachri to do it for me, and I need it for Einik Shabbos, so then there's a good cheshbon to be made that can be allowed. Therefore, Rabbi Willig allows one to ask a Nachri to return food to a covered flame. I don't think Shvus to Shvus Makom Mitzvah is ever... you can't go into Shabbos saying, hey, how are we going to heat up the food? We'll ask the Nachri to do it. No. If you get stuck and you say, oh, Gavalt, we don't have enough food. We need to heat up the food. What are we going to do? We can ask the Nachri to put it on top of a covered flame. Rabbi Shechter wouldn't allow it even in that situation. Yeah.
Just to
But then at the end, he concludes, "En go arim bo." I think what it means, again, there's two types of l'chadchilos. There's l'chadchila in a situation where we got stuck Shabbos morning. L'chadchila, what can we do? And then there's the situation of what's the game plan, you know, how are we planning Shabbos? I don't think shvus to shvus makom mitzvah is always a contingency. I don't think that should ever be the l'chadchila game plan. But if you wake up Shabbos morning and you're stuck in a situation, l'chadchila, you know, you can ask the nachri to heat up the food for you on a covered flame. That was the opinion of Rabbi Willick. The Chazon Ish and Shaftah wouldn't allow that at all. Another issue that's closely related to this is a suffix that the Har Tzvi has in his Chuvas and Simen Kuf Lamed Vav. He mentions also in the Tel Harim in his discussions with Lamed Tesovus Malachas in Mevashal Oiz Gimel, where he has a suffix about putting food on Shabbos on a heating element which isn't turned on yet, but will turn on later with a Shabbos clock, with a timer. Right now, when you put it there, there is no flame. Later on, it's going to turn on. Can you put food on it Shabbos morning? Let's say I'll put it on at 9. The heating element will turn on at 10:30.
It's not covered?
Huh?
It's not covered, it's covered.
Let's assume not covered. Can you do that? When I put it on, there's nothing there. There's no flame. It's going to turn on later. Okay. So what should be the status with that? So Rav Moshe is quoted by Rabbi Eider over here, Oiz Vav. Rav Moshe says, look, there's no flame when you put it there. But Svarazu, the Chashav Shehiya, Shamat Mipi, Rav Moshe, the Eino, the Isser Shehiya, he ala Eish, Vado Chashav Shehiya, Be'ein Shamesh. There's no fire. So what's the whole fear of putting food for the first time on top of a flame on Shabbos? Because of Mechzi Kimavashel. There's no Mexico Mavasha. If there's no flame, the flame's going to turn on later. Ooh, but I put it there already. The action is done already. And what's the problem? Why do you require other people to avoid the appearance or Bishul the Rabbanan of putting food on top of a flame on Shabbos? But here, there's no flame. It's off. There's no Mexico Mavasha. It turns on later. Okay, it's not my concern. Rav Moshe didn't allow it because Rav Moshe was not, didn't endorse Shabbos clocks, the use of Shabbos clocks at all under any circumstance, in any situation. So he writes, Mikomokum Gamdas Rav Moshe Lissar, Mitamacher Vein Kamokum Arach. He doesn't want to get involved in the Shabbos clock discussion. So Rav Moshe didn't allow it for other considerations, but Rav Moshe argues that it shouldn't be a problem of Chazara or Nesin Mechadash because there's no flame when you put it there and Mexico Mavasha therefore can't exist. However, the Chazon Ish argues again that since the concern here is not that when you put it on top of the flame it looks like you're cooking, it's because it's created by the situation, the matzav, the mitzius of the fact that the food is on top of a flame on Shabbos and this food is cold, you might come to stoke the coals. So therefore, it doesn't matter how it got there. It doesn't matter that I put it on when the flame was off. The mice, when it turns on, I'll have a problematic situation that's created. Say for the Chazon Ish writes over here, Ois Hei, in Simon Lamaches, Ois Beis, Kishiyesh Lo Tan Ar Nitzik Ardei Chashmal, Behechim Erev Shabbos, Sha'on Liftoch HaChashmal. You have a time, it's going to turn on the heat, B'sho Yadua, Osu LaHamad HaKadeh HaGabi HaTan Ar Kodim Shaniftoch HaChashmal. You can't do this. Sh'rei Osar Gam Chazar Be'en Agrufa. V'grufa lahitiru, and even if it's covered, ela chazar b'shalay henicha, gabi karka, val shehiya b'tchila, so you can't put for the first time. And he says, if you put it there, chayv la'asira, you have to take it off. Because it has nothing to do with the action of putting it on top of the flame. If you put it there, you got to remove it, because it's created by the situation of having cold food on top of a flame on Shabbos. And even if it's covered, you're missing either the other, and da'at al-asir, you're putting for the first time, a greater fear of shem yichat b'gachalim. So therefore, the Chazon Ish claimed that the timer shouldn't help you. If it's because of Mechzi Kimavasha, we could begin to understand why the timer might help you. When you put it on, there's no appearance of Bishul because the flame didn't exist yet. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank then quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who distinguished. Perhaps we should argue there's a distinction over here between if it's a covered flame and an uncovered flame. If it's a covered flame, maybe you could be makel to put the food on before the Shabbos clock turns on the heating element. If it's not a covered flame, then you shouldn't do it. Why should we distinguish one from the other? So Rabbi Willick suggests in that Mordechai that perhaps, again, it's along the same lines of distinguishing or splitting the psak. If the reason for the requirement of Gufa Ktuma, or the reason why you can't return to an uncovered flame on Shabbos, because Shem Yechad B'Gachalim, so you have a blech there, now it's a covered flame, that removes the fear The requirement for the reason why, even though you can return to a covered flame, you can't put for the first time on top of a covered flame, that's because of Masikim of Ashel. And as long as you put it on the heating element before it turns on, there's no concern of Masikim of Ashel. So if it's a covered flame, Rabbi Willig allows one to put the food on the heating element. If it's off when you put it on, even though later on it's going to turn on with the Shabbos clock. However, the Chazon Ish argued that no, that we're always all the requirements over here for Hachazara, putting food, warming up food Shabbos morning. The fact that it be a covered flame, it be other that lacks, are all because of Shemi Echad to be Gechalim. So the fact that it's a covered flame would not help. You couldn't put food even on top of a covered flame, even though it's not on yet, even on top of a covered heating element, which hasn't turned on, that will turn on later with the Shabbos clock. That was the opinion of the Chazon Ish. That's Rabbi Henkin's opinion as well. Rabbi Eider quotes Rabbi Henkin like that. The Har Tzvi, I think, concludes like that. Malam Lahayo as well, with David Tzvi Hoffman, that you can't put food on a heating element that, you know, that's off if it's going to turn on later with the Shabbos clock. And that's because they're motivated because of Shemi Echad B'Gechalim. The Chazon Ish, though, continues. He says, this is only if you're putting the food on Shabbos itself. What if I put the food on Friday on a heating element, which is going to turn on later with the Shabbos clock? Then the Chazon Ish claims that's allowed. That's allowed. Why? Because since you're putting it on Friday before Shabbos, that's considered not Hachazar and Nesinim Echadosh, that's considered Shehiyah. So Shehiyah is allowed if it's a covered flame. So Chazon Ish says if it's a covered flame, or maybe even it would be Mavushal called Sarkoi, and you left it on a heating element that's off, even though later on it's going to turn on and the food will be cold, and it will be on top of a heating element that just turned on, there's no fear of, you know, that would be solved by the fact that either it's Mavushal called Sarkoi or the fact that it's a covered flame, because since you put it on Friday, it would be treated as Shehiyah, not treated as Hachazara or Nesinim Echadosh, as long as you put it on Friday. So this would help in the situations where the power goes out on Shabbos. Why? Which we discussed yesterday, if that's called Daita Lahachzir, is if, you know, does Daita Lahachzir mean, you know, that you have to have in mind to return it, or what creates the problem is if you had in mind to remove it. The machlekes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rav Shach, machlekes of Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv. So when the power goes out, conceivably you could have a problem of that you didn't have Daita Lahachzir, if you assume that you, that not that you have fact that you had in mind to remove it is what creates the problem, but you need to have in mind to return it in order to allow you to put it back on the flame. So conceivably you could have a problem of that you were lacking Daita Lahachzir. But, Lamaisi, when did you put up the food? You put up the food Erev Shabbos, then the flame goes out, let's say underneath your chul, then the flame goes out. So if the flame, let's say, will turn back on Shabbos, I don't have to remove the chul from the flame. Even though the Chazon Ish says, if you have you create a situation on Shabbos, you know, you put food on Shabbos on top of a heating element, even though it's off, but it's going to turn on later with a Shabbos clock, not only you're not allowed to put it there, you have to remove it, because you might come to stoke the coals because the situation creates some sort of fear that you might, you have cold food on top of a flame on Shabbos, even though it's covered, you might come to stoke the coals if you didn't avoid the B'yad on Daitan Lahasir. That's only if you put it up on Shabbos. If you put it up before Shabbos, then the power goes out and it turns back on, you should be okay according to the Chazon Ish. Because since you put it up on Friday, we treat it like Shehiyah, and as long as it's a covered flame or was fully cooked before Shabbos, that would be allowed. So if the power goes out, I don't know if you'd be able to move it to a different flame according to the Chazon Ish, but you would be able to leave it in its place. And if the fire, you know, flame turns back on, which often happens when the power goes out on Shabbos, they manage to turn it back on, you wouldn't have to remove it from the flame. You'd be able to keep it there. Parenthetically, just, you know, you should be aware that according to this line of reasoning of the Chazon Ish, if let's say I put up water in a coffee maker on a timer to turn on Shabbos morning, so the water is not cooked, so you'd have a problem of Shehiyah, but it's a non-adjustable flame. Most coffee makers don't have an ability to adjust the heat level. They stay at the same level. You know, it cooks the water and then it keeps the pot of coffee hot. So it's a non-adjustable flame. So it wouldn't be a problem of Shehiyah. Many would treat that as Gufa Ktuma, as a covered flame. So can you put up a coffee maker to turn on Shabbos morning and have fresh coffee Shabbos morning? So according to this Chazon Ish, if you put it up Friday, that would be treated as Shehiya, even though later on it's going to turn on with a Shabbos clock, and that would be Mutter. So one could make that argument. Rabbi Eider, in his Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, quotes Rabbi Henkin that this should not be allowed. Rabbi Willig feels very strongly that this should not be allowed because of a fear that people might adjust the coffee maker on Shabbos or might... there's still a lot of things that can go wrong over here when you're cooking on Shabbos with a timer. So even though, you know, you might be able to leave food to be fully cooked to become heated up Shabbos morning with a timer, to cook food milchachila on Shabbos with a timer, one could run into, one is now, you know, you could conceivably violate the issue of bishul on Shabbos if you don't know how to negotiate that situation properly. So, you know, Rabbi Will was afraid people might start adding water or peeking in the pot before it's all cooked and things like that. And you could run into other problems. So I wouldn't endorse it. I don't endorse this. But I think there is one could make such an argument based on what we're saying. Yeah.
Didn't we quote that
even my group of Kutumas asked me that on your side? Yeah, no. That's a chum. You know, you're going to lose that argument if that's all we have. You're right. There is such a Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Rajba, and that even if it's totally not cooked, even according to the Rabbanan, even if it's Gufa Ktuma, won't help you. Gufa Ktuma only helps you if it's at least Kamaicha Ben Drusoy. But that's assuming we pass like the Rabbanan, not like Hananya, and even the Rabbi Akiva Eger is a big chiddush. But you're right. But I don't think we're going to win the argument with that.
Is the coffee roasted completely beforehand? Like the coffee grinds or whatever it is.
Still cooking.
You're cooking the water.
But the water is already hot.
No, it's not.
You're saying from a clear. Oh, okay. I thought it was the hot already.
No. It's bishwach atzli. We're not worrying about than that with the coffee roast. And maybe it's dissolvable, so it's. We could say for a few reasons why it'd be. Bishul on the coffee, but the main problem is the water. Yeah.
If the water is cold, then what's that for?
I put it up Friday, so it's no different than shehiya, and it's a non-adjustable flame, so there's no problem with shehiya. And the fact that Chazon Ish said you can't have cold food, you know, the existence of cold food on top of a flame on Shabbos creates a problem of shem yichad v'chol. That's only if you put it up on Shabbos, not if you put it up on Friday. That's shehiya. She is allowed if it's a covered flame. So in theory, such a thing could happen. However, the best two possibilities of heating up food Shabbos morning, you know, we discussed heating up with a nachri or with a heating element that's going to turn on later. Those are complicated. However, the most common options of heating up food Shabbos morning, you know, assuming that it wasn't on the flame going into Shabbos and you're just going to remove it intermittently to serve it and then return it, if you want to take food out of the refrigerator and heat it up for the first time on Shabbos, would be the first of the two would be the Shabbos plata, the non-adjustable Shabbos plate. So this is mentioned by the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa over here, Oizayin, Paragraph Sif Chafalef, where he says, Ulam plata chashmalit miyuchedes l'Shabbos, that's set aside for Shabbos, miyuchedes lishmor al hachayim hamaykel shaleha. It's set aside just to keep the food warm. Ve'ein regilin levashu aleha. Most don't cook there. It's non-adjustable. The non-adjustable plata. He says it doesn't require an extra cover of tinfoil. Why not? He's going to treat a non-adjustable flame like a covered flame. We mentioned many poiskim would treat a non-adjustable flame like a covered flame. That seems to be sock of Rav HaPoiskim. Rabbi Eliashiv, Rabbi Ruben Feinstein said that was the opinion of his father, even though Rabbi Eider quotes otherwise. They argue that should not be even treated as a covered flame until it's actually covered. Non-adjustable doesn't help, but the Rav HaPaiskim can assume a non-adjustable flame is like a covered flame. And it removes the problem of Shem Yechad B'Chom to allow Shehiya, to allow HaChazara. Umut ala HaChzer aleh, says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. Es HaKli. V'hu Shiyamale Achrei Shar HaTanoim. Assuming it's Oida B'Yodo and Dayat ala HaChzer. Meaning, he treats this as a covered flame, and you could return there. but you cannot put for the first time. Even though it's fully cooked and it's a solid food item, not a liquid item, you cannot put it on top of the non-adjustable hop weight on Shabbos for the first time. Why? Presumably because he assumes that I'd be other one, because of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, and even though this is treated as a covered flame, it's no better than a covered flame. And even though you can return to a covered flame, you cannot put for the first time food out of the refrigerator on top of the blech on Shabbos. So you can't do it on a non-adjustable hot plate either. That seems to be the opinion of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. And that was the opinion I had heard years ago from Rabbi Shechta as well. He assumed, like the Chazinish, all the way through, that Oed B'Yalom died to Lahaks because of Shem Yechat B'Gechalim, and even though a non-adjustable hot plate is a covered flame, it's no better than a covered flame. And you can't put food there for the first time. However, Rabbi Moshe is quoted by Rabbi Eider as being a little bit more lenient. Rabbi Moshe was asked, "The mutar l'chamim k'deirush nizbashel v'chamet sas agavim achshirim shenaradu l'chimim below l'bishol." Can you heat up food Shabbos morning on food on a heating element that's made just for heating and not for cooking? Kaplata chashmalit. And Rabbi Moshe answers, "Aplata chashmalit im e efshul is bashel sham as mutar lahamik kedei rachama." You can put there a hot, dish. He's talking about a liquid dish. Im ein shem al mida achas achaim im yesh de mida sasa. Assuming it's non-adjustable. So if it's non-adjustable, you can heat up the food Shabbos morning, even though you didn't have oed biyado daita lahachse. Assuming that you're avoiding all bishul concerns. It's only solid food items. We mentioned in the past that when Ramesh says, "Im e efshul is bashul sam," might imply that we're only discussing if it's less than yatsu lettuce boy. That's the only time this is allowed. However, Rabbi Willick spoke to Rabbi Eider, and Rabbi Eider indicated to Rabbi Willick that he felt that what Ramesh meant was, based on the context, was that no, what it means is it's not the derech to cook there, because it's a hot tray that's made for heating, not for cooking. And therefore, any non-adjustable hot plate, one could heat up food, solid food, Shabbos morning, even though you didn't have either the other diet to lahachs here. Why? So the reason would be because of the following cheshbon. People don't cook there. All they do is heat up food there. So even if the reason that you require a covered flame is because of Shemi Yechata B'Gechalim, you might come to stoke the coals. Look, the hot tray is a non-adjustable. That's the equivalent, according to most poskim, of a covered flame. So it's a covered flame that removes the concern of Shemi Yechata B'Gechalim. But Oed B'Yalom Daita La'achs here, that seems, perhaps, according to some, to be motivated because of Mechzikim Avashel. But nobody cooks on this heating, on this hot plate. All they do is maintain the heat, or heat food up. But they don't cook there for the first time, so there's no Mechzikim Avashel on a hot plate. So that's Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Avadi also has this in Chavadas, feel that one can heat up like this Rabbi Moshe, one can heat up in Rabbi Avadi's in Chelik Beisim and Memhei, one can heat up food Shabbos morning, solid food, on top of the non-adjustable hot plate that removes both concerns, that of Shem Yechat B'Gecholim and that of Merci Kim Avashal. Yeah.
Does it imply if you're covering the adjustment or not?
Oh, excellent. Reshechta in more recent times, has been overwhelmed with people asking about this. When I was learning Hilchos Bishul with him, it wasn't hot plates hadn't become as popular as they are today. So now he's like, the whole world tells me that these are mutter. So the only way Rav Shechter could possibly come to digest why people are being mako on the non-adjustable hot plate is because he assumed they must be arguing that this is like Grufo Ktuma Plus. This is not just a covered flame. This is it's impossible. There's no mechanism by which you can adjust the flame. So since there's no mechanism by which you can adjust the flame, it's even better than like taking off the dials, where you have a flame that's adjustable, but you've removed the ability to do it. Here, it's simply the flame is not adjustable. So that's like a Grufo Ktuma Plus, and that would remove the concern not only of Hachazara, of Shem Yechat B'Gechalim that's created by returning, but even remove the concern of Oed B'Yodo, and Daitala Hachzer, putting for the first time. And that's why people are being mako to put solid food on top of a non-adjustable hot plate. That was the only way he could justify it. However, therefore, he limited this kula to the non-adjustable hot plate. But if you have an adjustable hot plate, which you cover with a blech, so then Rishatha couldn't come to terms with that at all. that he couldn't understand. However, if you go with the line of reasoning of Rabbi Avadia, with Ramesha, which Rabbi Wilk fleshes out, which is that no, they're motivated because even though the requirements for Guf Ketumah is because of Shem Yechad B'Gechalim, that's solved by the fact that it's not adjustable, or that it could be solved by a blech as well, you know, by the same token. So then that would be okay. And what about the requirements for Oida B'Yodah? So that's because of a different motivation, a Mafsik Mevashel. That's solved by the fact that this is a hot plate which nobody cooks there. So that's why, according to Rabbi Willig, I think that would be Mako even with an adjustable hot plate that you covered with tinfoil. Yeah.
Isn't the difference between Garf and Katam? Katam is where you cover the ashes with dirt.
So
it reminds you, but Garf is where you completely shovel the ashes out.
Yeah.
And therefore there's no way to heat it up anymore.
Ah.
Wouldn't it be the equivalent of an adjustable hot plate?
You know, I don't know the reality of Guf Ketumah, because if you remove the coals entirely, I mean, we could discuss it. You know, it goes back to the discussion of their tanurim and their kiros and how much should we really transfer. And again, they were stoking the coals, not adding fuel to the fire, which Ramesh already is. Our stoves and our heating elements are not the same as theirs. We're not stoking fuel that's already there. We're bringing new fuel. Who's to say that was ever included? And the comparisons between the Guf Ketumah and our heating elements, the whole thing requires a lot more analysis. So I don't know if we could, you know, reject this because of that. But to be honest with you, I don't think, and totally frank, I don't think Rabbi Schefter wanted to say this. You know, if I could say that, you know, I don't like putting words in his mouth, but it's always a dangerous thing. But because when I learned it with him, he was not into the non-adjustable hot plate. I think he got forced into this because everyone's telling him it's allowed. So the only way he could justify it is with this kind of, with this line of argument. In Rabbi, yeah.
Is when according to Rabbi Schefter, in a hot plate, let's say, I'm thinking what we're going to do, in a hot plate where you can pull out the knobs. So you meet it right now non-adjustable, but then you can, it's something that's shy to become adjustable again.
Right. See, I don't think that, you could ask him, but I don't think that he would feel that that's the same as non-adjustable. That's, at best, not everyone is willing to even call that Guf Ketumah, but at best, that's Guf Ketumah. Because it is an adjustable element, which you...
Now you've made it, not, you just covered it, you've made it non-adjustable, you've taken out the knobs.
Maybe. The mechanism is adjustable, you've removed your ability to adjust it. Different. As opposed to, and this element is simply non-adjustable.
No better than cover?
I don't know. Go ahead, you could ask him. I don't know. Anyway, our dials don't remove anyway. All of our controls are digital anyway, so the whole removing dials thing is a little bit dated. I mean, we have dials. I don't know if they all get removed like in the olden days. In Rabbi Willig Sefer, Al Mordechai, so he got a haskama there from Rabbi Neuvert, the author of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and he, you know, gave him a haskama, of course, but he writes there in the haskama that doesn't agree to that which Rabbi Willig said, that you could put food for the first time on top of a non-adjustable hot plate, because again, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa felt we should go with Shem Yechata B'Kachalim all the way, and even though you can return to a non-adjustable hot plate, you can't put there for the first time. And he says, by the way, and everyone's cooking on these hot plates too. They're not just heating food there, they're cooking there too. So Rabbi Willig argues that that he thinks in the Sefer, he responds to that Haskama, to the letter from Rabbi Neuvert, that he thinks in Eretz Yisrael by the Sephardim, that might be the case. You know, that the hot plates are much hotter in Eretz Yisrael, and in the Sephardish communities, they might actually cook on top of these hot plates. But in our communities, the American hot plates in those days were not as hot as the Israeli hot plates. Now all of our hot plates that we have, the non-adjustable hot plates, are all imported from Israel. So they're like very hot, I mean, almost dangerously hot. But in America, no one, the derech is not to cook on top of these hot plates, so it would still be ain derech bishul b'kach, it still wouldn't be a problem of Mexican mamashal. The option of heating up food, or the possibility of heating up food Shabbos morning, was already, though, discussed by the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Ran, over here, Ois Tess, writes that even though one is not allowed to put food for the first time on top of a flame on Shabbos, or to return on top of an uncovered flame on Shabbos, v'cheinami mutter, though, one can put food on top of another pot. It's known as kedera agabi kedera. V'cheinami mutter, lo seis al pi kedera schamen b'Shabbos. If it's fully cooked, you can heat it up Shabbos on Shabbos, as long as it's on top of another pot. Even though this pot is Yatzer Redis Boy, your food on top will become Yatzer Redis Boy. This is a Ra'al Gafisha Ein Derech Bishu Bekach. It's not the normal way of cooking. Even though the bottom pot is on top of the fire, you can put this pot on top of it. So the Ran implies, and this is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Ches, Siv Zayin and Ches. Shulchan Aruch actually has two opinions, whether or not we should accept the Ran. But we generally assume that we should go Lekula on this, that one can heat up food. If it's Kedera, Gabi Kedera, the Shulchan Aruch elsewhere says same Lekula on this. That's in Shin Yud Ches. He has two opinions about it. Rashi and Gimel, he accepts the Kula of the Ran. One could have explained this, though, for two reasons. This could either be because, as the Ran seems to indicate, and this is not surprising, this is the real Ran, not the pseudo-Ran. This is because the Ran feels, what's the whole concern of Eidah B'yadah, Daitala Hachzir, or of returning to an uncovered flame, is because of Mesikim of Asho. It looks like you're cooking. It never looks like you're cooking, though, if you put it on top of another pot. Who cooks on top of another pot? So there's no fear of Mesikim of Asho. However, even if you believe that these, the one is not allowed to return to an uncovered flame or to return at all on Shabbos, even if it's to a covered flame, unless it's going to be other than that to last here, even if you believe that those are because of Shemi Yechad B'Kachalim, there's room to argue that Kedera Gabi Kedera should be Mutter, not because it doesn't look like you're cooking, but because this is not considered to be on the flame itself. Look over here, the Chazinish writes in Simulam Mitzayin Ois Tes, that the reason why one is allowed to put a pot on top of a pot, v'amamid al ha-kedera shatav shel b'seicha, chashuv k'mamid al ha-kedera v'lo k'mamid al gabi kira. That's like putting it next to the flame, not on top of the flame, because what's heating up your potato kugel that's on top of the cholent pot? Is it the flame, or is it being conducted through the hot cholent? So the flame heats the cholent, your cholent in turn heats the kugel that's on top. So since it's not being heated by the flame, it's being heated by the cholent, that's the equivalent of putting it next to the flame, not on top of the flame. And we'd say in that situation, just like there's no fear of Shemi Echad B'Gechalim with next to the flame, only on top of the flame, there's no fear of Shemi Echad B'Gechalim if it's on top of the pot, on top of another pot. It's only if it's directly on the flame, not on top of another pot of food. There it's not being heated by the flame, it's being heated by the food that's underneath it. Okay, so this hat of Kedera Gabi Kedera could be understood or justified according to either perspective. But what did the Ran mean to allow with this argument? So did he mean to allow hachazara, that this is treated, even though it's an uncovered flame, if it's on top of a pot, that could be allowed to return, but not to put for the first time, or even to put food there for the first time, can be allowed if it's Kedera Gabi Kedera, to take food out of the refrigerator if it's a solid food item and put it on top of another pot. So this is a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch consideration in Gimel Sif Gimel writes, Hamashkin Bebeik Verashik Dicha Tavshila. A person wakes up in the morning and he sees that his cholent is drying out. V'yari Penyak Diach Yoiser. He's afraid that it's going to become more dried out. What can he do? Yochel Ahasu Laniach Kederi Yishana Rekonas Api Akira. He can take an inverted pan, pick up his cholent, keep it in hand obviously, put an inverted pan down underneath it, and put the cholent back down on top of the inverted pan. Top of the empty pan. But you can't put the cholent down. Why? Then it's putting for the first time. You can't put for the first time on top of this inverted pan. You can only return on top of the inverted pan. This is the equivalent of a covered flame. That's it. That's all you get out of this inverted pan. We quoted, this was the paradigm for the modern day blech. However, later on, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Simi Reish Gimel Sifhei, Musar Laseis Al Pi Kederes Chamin B'Shabbes. One can take stuff, fully cooked food, Tav Shulchan Shabbos Meir Shabbos Kol Tzarka, as long as it's fully cooked. Kugoyin Panadish V'Chayotze Ben Kugel LeChamaman. You can take this and put it on top of another pot on Shabbos for the first time. Gefisha Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach. The Ran." See, the Ran meant to say you could even put food for the first time on top of the flame on Shabbos, as long as you're putting it Kedera, Agabi Kedera. You're not putting it directly in the flame, you're putting it on top of another pot that's in turn on the flame. So here the Shulchan Aruch allows even a Sinamei Chadosh, as long as it's Kedera, Agabi Kedera. And Siv Gimel, all he allowed you to do was to return on top of a Kedera, not put there for the first time. So the Biur Halacha notices this Stira, which is already discussed by the Achronim that preceded the Biur Halacha, The Aracha says over here in the second line, L'chayra seisim mechaber esatzmo, they'll come up as if, hey, hetik l'dinas divrei Arash v'shehu v'beis, says b'shem Aran, demut alitem l'chav chila b'shabes. You can put there for the first time, k'deira agabi k'deira. But over here, in Siv Gimel, he only says you can return. He says you have to be careful not to put it down on the ground. You can only return your cholent to the flame, but you can't put there for the first time, even though it's k'deira agabi k'deira. What's the difference? So the Machatzis HaShekel suggests one difference, one possibility, and that is that Siv Gimel is discussing cholent. It's discussing a davar lach. So we're afraid if you put it down on top of the ground, in between, it might become cooled down. Then you're going to put it back on top of the flame for the first time. That you're going to be violate Yesh Bishra Chavisha with davar lach. Talking about liquids. Siv Hei, he's discussing panadish. He's discussing a kugel. That's a davar yavish. As long as it's fully cooked, you can put it for the first time, k'deira agabi k'deira. That's how the Machatzis HaShekel concludes. He says, davka davar yavish, ein b'marak mutar kai gavim afil chachil, but lo b'davar sheyesh b'marak afil hucham, not by a liquid. And even though it's still hot, we're afraid for the time that it will cool down, and you're also going to come to heat it up. So liquids, you can never heat up k'deira agabi k'deira, only a davar yavish. That's all that the Shulchan Aruch meant to say. But a davar yavish, one could heat up even on top of an inverted tin pan, even though there's no food on top of the bottom pan. And that's how the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Paskins. Over here, Ois Tezvav. Hu adin lefizeh mutar gamel chathila. Laniach b'Shabbos tzalachas hapucha. Inverted, empty pan. Agabi kira on top of the stove. So that's why you see sometimes in Eretz Yisrael many seminaries learn Hilchos Shabbos and Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa. So many are taught, and usually, unfortunately, lamentably, the women know Hilchos Shabbos better than most men. So that's how most houses then end up being run. Is like it says over here in the Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa, many houses like this that have a blech. On Shabbos, you can't return straight to the blech. That's grufa kuma. But if you put an inverted tin pan on top of the blech, so then you can heat up food Shabbos morning in that fashion, assuming it's solid food that's been fully cooked. Or according to the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, by the same token, you can take an inverted tin pan and put it on top of a non-adjustable hot plate. Even though the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa didn't accept the non-adjustable hot plate, if there's an for putting for the first time, only for returning. If there's an inverted tin pan on top, which is sometimes a good idea anyway, because the hot plates are so hot that it's like your food will burn if you leave the food there directly. So if you put an inverted tin pan, so the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa then would accept it, because the inverted tin pan is like a kedera, agabi kedera, where the Ron said you can put for the first time as long as it's solid food that's already been fully cooked. However, the Bir Halacha, look back at Oisi Gimel, then quotes from the Prima Gadim, who had a different distinction. And he gives here an editorial comment, which he sometimes does. He loves the distinction of the Prima Gadim between Siv Gimel and Siv Hei. Again, in Siv Gimel, Shulchan Aruch said you can only return to a Kedera Agabi Kedera, to a pot, on top of a pot. But not put for the first time. In Siv Hei, he allowed you to take the panadish and put it for the first time on top of a pot of food that's on the flame. What's the difference? Put your cholent for the first time on top of the cholent. What's the difference? So Prima Gadim says the difference between an empty pot and a full pot. An empty pot, that's a crooked blech. An empty pot is no different than a crooked blech. It's a bent blech. So an empty pot, you can't put their food there for the first time. You can return, but you can't put food there for the first time. If it's a full pot, that's considered to be like it's not even on the flame. That's like it's next to the flame. What's heating your food up and that's on top of it is not the... It's not the flame. It's the flame is heating the cholent, which in turn is heating the kugel. Or one can phrase it somewhat differently. Who cooks on top of a pot that's full of food? If there's a blech there, okay, you know, that could remove some concerns of Mexican Mavasho, but not all of the concerns of Mexican Mavasho. So that's no different than a blech. No better than a blech. You can't put the food there for the first time. But if it's on top of a full pot of food, there's certainly no Mexican Mavasho, no Shemi Yechata B'Gechalim. And that's what one can do. That's where one can do Nesina Mechadish. It's only on top of a full pot of food. The Paiskim and Yeshiva prefer the Psak of the Prima Gadim, as do most, many Paiskim prefer the Psak of the Prima Gadim. that one can only put food for the first time, even solid food, you know, that's already been fully cooked, can only be put for the first time on top of a kedera that's a full pot. So you could take your kugel and put it on top of a chulin pot, but not on top of the inverted tin pan. That wouldn't satisfy these requirements. But parenthetically, according to the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, that you could use the inverted tin pan. He doesn't distinguish between full pot, empty pot. It has to do with liquids versus solids. Solids you can heat up on top of an inverted tin pan. So then Rabbi Avadia makes the, you know, just takes this to the next step, the next stage. He says, well, why isn't a blech just an inverted pan? Or why does it have to be inverted? Why isn't a blech a kedera? It's a skillet. So Rabbi Avadia says, every blech is really a kedera. So anything you put on top of a blech is a kedera, agabi kedera. So Rabbi Avadia goes that far, you know. And Sfaradim have every right to rely, of course, on the psak of Rabbi Avadia, and that's why you'll find Sfaradim who take a kugel and put it out and put it right back on top of the blech Shabbos morning out of the refrigerator.
The Sfaradim
are eating kugel? I don't know. But that kind of rice. Yeah? You can take their rice and put it back on the dill rice and put it back on top of the blech Shabbos morning, it's Sinuay Chadash, because that's Kedera Gabi Kedera, and assuming if you know the pot doesn't have to be full of food, what's the difference between a blech and an inverted tin pan of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa? Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa will probably say that's not a pan, but the Rav Avadia allowed that. So Bidiyevid, we'll get to tomorrow. Here's a Shem. Bidiyevid, one can rely on Rav Avadia not to ask for the food if somebody did this. You see people doing this, but Lechachil Ashkenazim should not conduct themselves in that fashion. Yeah.
Did the Rav Avadia just say it's even about a blech or just about a hot plate?
And a blech too.
Blech,
because this is Kedera Gabi Kedera. Yeah.
Two questions.
I would argue we cook on top of blechs. I mean, we go with the grandmas. They'll make you an egg and cheese on top of a blech. They call it a skillet. But so, I don't know how much of a tin pan it is, but yeah.
Two questions. One, everything we said before within the pata,
yeah.
Does that also apply to a non-adjustable mortgage or is there a difference between them?
There is no such thing as a non-adjustable warming drawer. If you cover the flame, so that's where we'll get the same thing. Yeah, covering the flame of a warming drawer, according to Bewil, could be the same as a non-adjustable hop weight. According to Beshefter, huh? Because a warming drawer is not mexikim of Ashel, so you could put for the first time in the covered warming drawer.
There's no argument that a warming drawer is more mexikim of Ashel than a hop weight.
No. Even though it is teicha, I don't think so. But again, the only reason Rabbi Shechter allowed the non-adjustable hop weight is because it was so non-adjustable, you know, it's simply impossible to adjust. That wouldn't transfer. That he would probably draw the line at the warming drawer, which is covered. So that's no different than any other covered flame. And the fact that people don't cook there, it doesn't matter. The whole reason for it to be on that last has nothing to do with the fact that people cook there, and it's Mechzi Kim of Ashon, has to do with the Shem Yechad Mekacholim. So covered warming drawers, other than any other covered flame, you can put food there for the first time. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, so according to the Pesach of the Primogadim,
yeah.
So does he allow them returning liquids then on top, like just say it's still hot, but you put it down?
No, because then we're afraid it might cool down in the interim. Even
so
though,
it's not even the full pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also earlier, the Shmir Shabbos with the non-adjustable hot plate on this there on top of non-adjustable hot plate.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's all same thing as adjustable that's covered, right?
It might be better. Because according to Machzis HaShekel, that's Kedera Gabi Kedera. An inverted tin pan on top of a non-adjustable hot plate would be, according to, some would say non-adjustable hot plate, you could put there for the first time. But even if you're going to say you can't, like the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa does, if you have, because if he's afraid of Shem Yechat B'Gechalim, if you have an inverted tin pan, there's no Shem Yechat B'Gechalim on top of the inverted tin pan. That's not considered to be on the flame. I would argue, many would argue, that's only if there's food on top of the pot, in the pot, not if it's an empty pot. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa doesn't go in that direction.
Within the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, is there any difference between pan on top of an adjustable hot plate versus non-adjustable?
No, I don't think so.
Just covering.
Yes, correct. Yes.
They have these blocks now that you have the hot water in the middle.
Oh, last thing. So the last, the last frontier over here is the what's known as the Kedera Blech. About 20 years ago, someone came up with the idea of putting, because if they were aware of the problems and heating up food Shabbos morning, that they came up with a blech that has depth to it, that could be filled with water. And that would be the equivalent of not an empty pot, but a full pot. It has water inside of it, and therefore what's heating up the food on top of it is not the fire directly, but the fire is heating up the water, which in turn is heating up the food that's on top of it. The equivalent of a full pot. So Rabbi Shetler thought that was ideal. That's a kedera, gabi kedera. And again, if you're concerned, l'shem yichat b'gechalim, over here you have a brech, that's a covered flame, and it's a kedera, agabi kedera. What's heating up the food is not the fire directly. What's heating up the food is the hot water. The fire heats up the water, and the water in turn heats up the food on top. The Chazanish said, in such a situation, they were never great. It's not on top of the fire. It's like it's next to the fire. Gevaldik. Rabbi Willig, when this came out, so he argued that it's not ideal because of a psak from Rav Moshe. Look back, Oisches, Rav Moshe over here is quoted by Rabbi Eider as addressing what's known as a steam table. Steam table, if you don't know what that is, that's referring to what they have in cafeterias, where they have water underneath the countertop, which is heated, and that creates steam, and the steam keeps all the dishes that are on top hot. So you ever see they remove a tray of lasagna, put another tray down, why do they insert it into the countertop? Because in the counter is hot water, which is being heated from below, and that creates steam, which keeps the food hot, known as a steam table. Can I put food there on Shabbos? Many caterers use this too, you know, with the, what do they call it, a little cup of, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that called? Sternos. With the hot steam that heats the food on top. Can you put food there? So Rav Moshe responds over here, the last line of Oisches, Val Shulchan HaMechumam Ba'adim, the steam table, Efshar Kimeduma She'efshar Uzbashal Sham. It can become cooked there, V'im Kein Hu Memela Derech Bishol. Who cooks in a steam table? What do you mean, Im Efshar Uzbashal Sham? I mean, we said what Im Efshar Uzbashal Sham means is the normal way to cook there. So therefore there's Metzi Kimavashel. That's why Rav Moshe was making on the non-adjustable hot plate. No one cooks there. It's not messy. So if it's non-adjustable, you can put food there for the first time Shabbos morning. But the steam table, no. That's messy. How is the steam table messy? So Rav Moshe was forced to say, according to Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe means is the following. Why is it not messy when it's kedera gabi kedera? Because it looks like, not because it's one pot on top of another pot. Who cooks a pot on top of the pot? It is, but it's because it looks like you're cooking the bottom pot, not the top pot. Most people, when they have pot on top of pot, A on top of B, it looks like they're cooking, A below, B on top. It looks like they're cooking A and not cooking B. So if you put your pot on top of A, that's it's not Mexican Mavashel, and you could do that job this morning. But if you have a, in the steam table, it doesn't look like you're cooking A. Nobody cooks the water of the steam table for the water. You only cook the water to heat up pot B that's on top. So therefore, when you put pot B into the slot on top of the steam table, it looks like you're cooking pot B, not pot A. So even though it's Ain Derech Bishul B'Kal, nobody cooks there, but that's, just like the Kedera Gabi Kedera, nobody cooks there. That's only when it looks like you're cooking the bottom Kedera. When it looks like you're cooking the top Kedera, then no. So we will argue, since nobody uses the water that's inside of the Kedera, well, if they take the water and throw it out, Matzah Shabbos, so then when you put your food there Shabbos morning, it looks like you're heating up the kugel, not like you're putting it on top of, you're not using the water that's inside of the Kedera. Well. So about 5 years ago, they came out with something which was known as the Pella Plata, which was a plata that was full of water. And that was a Shabbos urn. Instead of having the traditional urn, which is vertical, this was a horizontal urn that had a lot of surface area on top and a spigot attached to it. So that would be your Shabbos urn. You would use water from there for your tea and coffee, and it had a lot of room on top of it. I saw about 6 months ago, a modern iteration of this, someone came up with a lid that goes on top of cholent pots that has a little large surface area. Also, I haven't seen either of these products make it to market, but we really thought that would be, that's already ikfas of the Mashiach, if we have such a thing. But I never saw these things come to market. So just to recap over here. What is the most ideal ways of heating up food shop this morning? You have the adjustable hot plate with a blech, which I think is some place Rabbi Avadia or Rabbi Will would go with. Removes the concerns of Mechzik Mavasha and Shem Yechat B'Gachalim with the blech and Mechzik Mavasha because no one cooks there. The non-adjustable hot plate would satisfy more paiskim because it's simply not adjustable at all. If it's non-adjustable with an inverted tin pan, then the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, you know, would be on board with it. That might be considered a Kedera Gabi Kedera. But the best option, of course, is to heat it up Kedera Gabi Kedera if there's food underneath. Some thought that the Kedera Blech, you know, would be that kind of Kedera Gabi Kedera. But certainly to heat up food on top of the cholent pot, you know, there's nothing better than that. That's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. Kedera Gabi Kedera is permitted as long as there's food in the bottom pot. That might be the best option of them all. But again, the problem with that is you don't have a lot of surface area to work with. So that's why many times we have to use the other possibilities. Okay.